Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Hello. Good, thanks.
What are some of the biggest issues that a city like Sydney faces, do you think?
Oh, we've got lots of issues. We've got congestion. We've got rapid population growth. We have transport problems. So that's actually one of the biggest stresses in life. And housing affordability, of course.
So how have things gotten that bad, say, for something like transport? Has it just been no one's been paying attention over the last few decades, or no one's sort of forward-planned enough? How have things gotten to this point where we are, you know, sitting in traffic for an hour trying to get to work and things like that?
First two options, absolutely. No one was really paying attention. So I think back in the day when Bob Carr was Premier, everyone was very focused on the AAA rating. And so I think that they actually took their eye off the ball in terms of investment and infrastructure. And then there is an endemic problem in Sydney planning that they just can't get it together. They seem to have, they don't really coordinate the big silos, they call them. They're not talking to each other. So that's caused problems from day one.
When Malcolm Turnbull announced he's going to have ministers for cities, many people kind of raised an eyebrow going, that's a bit of a weird thing to have a minister for. But do you think that was something that's needed?
Absolutely. And we had a minister for cities. We didn't have a minister for cities, but we had a major cities unit in the last government. And it was phenomenal. It was the first time that the built environment had been treated seriously since Gough Whitlam's day, really. It was actually finally turning the spotlight on the importance of cities in our quality of life. Now, cities are actually fundamental. The built environment is where most of us live, work or play. And for some reason, we ignore it. And it actually drives so many outcomes on the way we, on the environmental outcomes, of course, but also the way we design communities. So the design of an office building can influence how people interact with each other in the workplace. The design of our living spaces and our housing can influence the way we interact with our neighbourhood and community. If we have a village-type atmosphere within a city, as in the City of Sydney's idea, you get sort of cross-fertilisation, and you get that precinct, interactive, synergistic precinct where everything kind of balances each other out and people don't have to travel so far to get what they need.
Yeah, and Sarah, compared to the UK, how much do you think Australians, and maybe even Sydney to a more local extent, embrace this way of thinking about changing the way we live and making our environments, making our city environment a bit more efficient, a bit more simple?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I think when you look at Europe, the settlement there has been over a much longer period of time. So a lot of it was predicated on horse and carts and walking around on foot, mm-hmm. whereas a lot of Australian development has come along with the motor car, which has given people the ability to live further away, hence the traffic issues we have now. I think, thinking on what Tina's been saying, a lot of the problems we have, we're a very urbanised country. Australia is one of the most urbanised countries in the world. About 80-90% of us live in cities. And we're increasing the density of our cities. So we're putting more and more loads on our infrastructure. And that's reaching sort of capacity. So we're getting to a point where we're going to have to dig up all our roads to put bigger pipes in them. So we need to think about designing buildings so they can be a bit more autonomous, a bit more off-grid. Mm-hmm. And again, sort of when Tina was saying about community, social isolation is a big problem. And unfortunately, isolation and depression is very characteristic of developed countries, mm-hmm. and ways of dealing with that by giving people nicer environments where they can engage with one another, where they can connect to nature. And that, for me, is one of the big things, is we need to get more nature into our cities, because if we don't have any relationship or connection to nature, we're not going to care about it.
Yeah, you mentioned nature, and there's a great big building right across the road from where we are at 2SER, Central Park. It's covered in green, and I see lots of people taking photos of it, walking down George Street and stuff. So is that what you mean? Is that how kind of fostering that connection with nature?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a brilliant example. And in the 4 years that I've been in Sydney and been seeing this building, it is the most watched photographed building I have ever seen really. People stop and look, and that's fantastic. And it shows what you can do. So I think it's a great example.
Well, it is going to be a fantastic event tonight, UTS Talks. It's happening at the Great Hall at 6 p.m. It's called Good Living for the Long Run. Sarah and Tina, thanks so much for joining us on 2SER this morning.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a great day.